Smith and Nelson in the morning on 94.9 KISS FM.
Nelson in the morning, 94.9 KISS FM. For your morning, have a chance to win Maren Morris tickets again, which we will do coming up about 7:45. So do the Big Sky Brewing Company Amphitheater.
All right.
See Maren in August. All right. For your day, upper 80s. Look ahead a little bit to the weekend on Saturday. Should be sitting in that mid-80 range, which will be perfect to quench your thirst with a tasty margarita.
Absolutely, yeah. There were a few beer festivals in Karis Park back in May.
I think May was just beer festival month.
It really was.
Was it like
yeah.
Three in a row?
Yeah, there was like three beer fests like back to back. But the thing was, it was pretty rainy and like kind of dreary at that month. Like, and so I think two out of the three beer fests, like they still happened, but they were pretty rainy the entire time.
You need to move beer fest to somewhere June, July-ish.
Yeah, well, June's been pretty rainy, too, but July is looking pretty good.
True.
July is looking pretty good, and that's why the Northwest Margarita Fest that's happening here this weekend is looking like a really good time.
It's going to be on Saturday, and they say they're going to have more wait staff this year.
Yeah?
Seeing previously. How can we cut down the lines a little bit? Ah, yes, more people to serve.
That might help out, yeah.
But a fun day, going to have live music. Taco trucks on hand.
Of course.
I mean, can you have a better pairing?
Is it margaritas and tacos? I'm not sure you can.
I mean,
yeah.
You kind of have to have taco trucks, right? Live music and then just a bunch of fun. Different creations when it comes to margaritas. They're going to have, a competition, too. I'm not sure exactly how you get involved.
Okay.
But I guess...
You can get involved as, like, a customer? Like, you can make your own margarita, try something like that?
It might just be judging. Like,
okay.
The people that are there. Yeah.
That makes more sense.
I'm not sure you can just show up with your own creation and be like, all right, tell me what you think, everybody.
I brewed this in my garage, everybody.
But I know they're going to have, like, a contest. I'm just not sure how you would, you know, be able to judge. Maybe it's just as you sample, you get to judge everything.
I mean, that'd be great, yeah.
This is going to happen from 1 until 8 on Saturday.
Okay.
$20 gets you a cup and 3 drink tokens. That is not a bad price for get you 3 margaritas.
Yeah, absolutely. And then $10 for another 3 drink tokens. Those are the cheapest margaritas you're going to find for a while, I think.
I was going to say, go to a restaurant and get yourself 3 margaritas and see what the tab is with a cup.
That's
a pretty decent deal.
Yeah.
All ages event. Not as fun as it really sounds, though, if you're like 18, 19, 20. You might be thinking, ooh, yeah.
No, all ages event.
That's not how it works.
No, I think you can just go and hang out there right. For free. But then, of course, if you want to drink, that's what's going to cost you money. And, of course, you're going to need to have an ID for that.
You going to do it up?
I think I might.
You were like Mr. Beer Fest.
I love going to the Beer Fest. Yes, I love going to the Beer Fest. I think I hit two of them, right? I'm pretty sure I went to two of the three.
If you did, you were bragging a little bit that you might go for the trifecta.
I was trying to go for the trifecta.
They should award you some prize or a t-shirt or something.
Yeah, and then I had to miss the second
you
one.
Missed it, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm going to try to make it out to Northwest Margarita Fest. Kind of depends on the schedule this weekend. I think my girlfriend may have to work. So she may be coming home to me
passed out
drunk on a couple of margaritas. That's definitely a possibility.
Come home to you snoozing on the couch.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. All right, check it out. Northwest Margarita Festival. It's back, Karis Park, on Saturday. And we have all your details with your KISS FM mobile app.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM. Okay, what they tweet, what they do, it's what's making news in the world of country music. This is the Music City 60 on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is your Music City 60, and Hank Williams Jr. celebrating 4th of July, doing it upright. He shared a video of himself pulling the rope on his Civil War cannon that actually works and stepping back to enjoy the thunderous explosion. You see him wearing protective headphones because it's so loud. But he's a history buff, has a huge collection of cannons, artillery, other weapons. I don't know that I've ever seen, like, an actual cannon fired in real life, you know?
Best part is it's just out of his collection.
Yes.
Goes out to the shed, the giant warehouse probably on his property. He's like, what cannon should I use today?
Exactly.
That's great. What would Kelsey Ballerini be if she wasn't a country star? Well, looks like she says she'd be a different kind of artist. A makeup artist.
Okay.
Do an interview with Us Weekly magazine. Kelsey says, I've been a fan of CoverGirl for as long as I can remember. Even wrote in my journal at age 14 that one day I dreamed of being a CoverGirl. Makeup is a creative outlet for me, and I always said if I wasn't doing music, probably be a makeup artist.
Yeah, it's good to have a backup plan, for sure.
Kind of fun to see what the artist would be if things didn't go that way.
Definitely, yeah. Chris Jansen and his wife celebrated their 12th anniversary on July 4th. I guess they got married on the 4th of July. Chris and his wife celebrated both, and they tweeted it out. It said, 12 years of awesome marriage, my best friend, most smoking hot girl I've ever seen. Love, love, love you, the Kelly Jansen, and really grateful for everything you do in all of our lives.
You're supposed to milk your wedding so that you can get an extra day off.
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
People are kind of like hoping they have to maybe like travel for it just enough so that it like throws the work week off. They can take the day off.
Right, you don't want to already take an existing 3-day weekend.
You
want
to do it on a holiday. Must have been cheaper.
Yeah, maybe.
80% off the venue, 4th of July. Kane Brown doing an interview and says he once got lost in the woods and had to be rescued by police. The kicker is the woods were his own woods.
Oh, man.
It was his own property. Kane said, yeah, we got lost for... I kind of remember this. Says, yeah, we got lost for 7 hours. We have 30 acres. It's all woods. Made our own trail. Then it started raining. Started getting dark. We were running out of gas, and we lived by all these cliffs. We ran into a drop-off. We ended up having to call the cops and to come help them out. That might be when you own a little too much property.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even find your way around. When you have to have a map of your own backyard.
Right.
That might be your sign there.
And now, you're in the know with Nashville. Smith & Nelson's Music City 60. 94.9 KISS FM.
94.9 KISS FM. Smith & Nelson in the morning. You can listen along with that free KISS FM mobile app. We're going to see temperatures in the 90s next week. Over the course of the next few days, though, in the mid to upper 80s. Today, see a high of about 88 right in there for Missoula. And as we get into the weekend, low to mid 80s before hitting those 90-degree marks next week. Weather for the morning brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys.
That's right. If you've been in an accident, don't go it alone. Call your local Advocates Injury Attorneys. They take the stress away, deal with the insurance, and get you the settlement you deserve. They don't get paid until you win. Call the Advocates today at 406-640-4444. Or MontanaAdvocates.com.
All right, yeah. Temperatures in the 90s next week. Had some, I'd say, good run of days. But then you look back at the weekend, you go, well, good. I mean, we were in the 80s, but geez, we had rain and we had thunderstorms and all kinds of craziness. But yeah, hot stuff coming next week. A little reminder of something you can do. Get out and have some fun. You're kind of looking for things for the summer. Don't forget about Snowbowl.
Okay.
I think people, you hear Snowbowl, I mean, the first thing you hear is snow.
Yes, that's part of the name, so you assume it's skiing and snowboarding and all that stuff, and it is that, but they also have other stuff going on in the summer, too.
They're kind of waving the flag, saying, hey, reminder, don't forget, there's all kinds of fun stuff to do during the summer up at the mountain.
Absolutely. You got the bike trails, you can hike or ride the lift back down, you can do some other stuff, some zip lines that are in the area, too. I mean, there's a lot of stuff over at Snowbowl.
Falf. Don't forget about Falf.
Oh, how could you forget about Falf?
I feel like you have to, like, be a player of Falf to refer to it as that to other people. Otherwise, like, you get the, what? What's that?
Yes.
Which would be frisbee golf.
Yes, of course. I guess I thought it was Frolf for a while. Maybe there's no R in there. I think it might be either or.
It might be a better description.
I feel like Frolf might be the one. Yeah. Maybe we should go to whatever Falf commission there is and see if we can get the name changed.
I feel like you have to say frisbee golf.
Yes.
And then once you're on the inside and you're part of a, you know, you're part of the playing community.
Right.
Then it can be Falf.
It's like how Dave Matthews band fans always call him Dave, right? It's Falf.
It's Falf. Yeah. Dave Falf.
Yeah.
I can see Dave Matthews being a Falf player.
If there's one thing I can confidently say about Dave Matthews is that I'm pretty sure he's a Falf player.
I can picture him out there on the course. Yeah, a ton of fun stuff at the mountain. You got zip lines, you got the restaurant and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of the reminder of, hey, like, we just, I think about a week ago or so.
Yes.
They kind of opened for their summer run. So details with activities, chair times on the mountain, cost, directions, all you need to know. We have an article we put together with your KISS FM mobile app. So there you go. Just maybe make a day, make a plan.
Yeah.
Get out and have a little fun for the weekend.
That's definitely one good option to have. Another good option also, actually, last night I went to adult night over at Splash Montana.
That's back.
Yes, it is back, which I think last night was the very first one they did. There's a couple of dates throughout July and August. But yeah, we went to that last year and we had such a good time. And last night was actually pretty great because it wasn't super crowded. I think maybe people didn't realize that it was starting, or I think maybe just coming off the weekend of not so great weather and not super hot out yet. You know, but there was no lines for the water slide. We can just kind of jump on there as many times as we wanted to. Float the lazy river as many times without getting, like, you know, kind of jammed out with people and stuff. It was pretty great.
Everybody else that was there last night, except for you, right now is going, "What are you doing, dude?" Shh, come on. It's so fun. And the first night, we wanted to go back next week.
Right.
Nobody known about it.
That's true. That's true. Well, yeah, you know, support Splash Montana as well, right? Help them out.
I think you're right, though. Probably a combo of, you know, interesting weather over the weekend. Plus,
yes.
The first one back, maybe slipping under the radar a little bit. First day after the holiday break.
Yes. I think no matter what, it's going to be, like, more crowded as the summer goes on, for sure.
Is that only Tuesdays?
I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays, but it's not like every Tuesday and Thursday. Oh. They have a schedule that they've put out there.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think we're going to put that article out there on kissfm.com later, and people can check it out there.
All right. As the next one is packed, just remember where you heard it here, folks.
It's entirely my fault. As I leave the show, I'm going to go ahead and just ruin stuff all across town. That's the plan.
9 Kiss FM. 94.9 KISS FM, Smith and Nelson, with what's newsy and noteworthy.
Yes, it is. What's newsy and noteworthy for your morning? Top Gun Maverick is one of the biggest hits of the year. Right now, the movie has earned $1.1 billion.
Amazing.
If it reaches $1.3 billion, Tom Cruise stands to make somewhere between $80 and $90 million.
Oh, man.
I guess his salary for the movie was about $12.5 million, but he also gets 10% of the gross box office total. Plus, there's the DVD release and streaming rights that have to be factored in there. Not sure what it looks like on that front. But, yeah, looking at about $90 million.
$12 million salary.
Yeah.
Might end up being $80-plus million.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So don't be surprised if you hear news about Top Gun 3 sometime in the near future.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. This is kind of crazy. London woman, she's been online saying her daughter was recently given summer school detention because her iPad wasn't fully charged. Got online and posted, "My daughter was issued detention because her iPad when she arrived at school was 93%. School requires iPads to be at least 97% charged."
Weird.
So her daughter is getting detention because it was 4% below the minimum.
That's
for the day.
That's kind of nuts.
That is. That's wild.
Forbes released their list of the 100 richest self-made women in America. Rihanna is the youngest billionaire on the list, and she's 34 years old, which you may remember a while back, there was something about like Kylie Jenner being like self-made billionaire or whatever.
Right.
Apparently, there was some kind of miscalculation on that front.
Yeah, I remember that. They took it away. Right?
Yeah, they took the status away. So she did make the list, but she's only worth $600,000.
Oh, man.
You know, why even bother? Why even be on the list, you know?
Find out some way we can organize some help for her.
Yeah, right.
Maryland man recently won a $50,000 lottery jackpot using numbers from his Uber driver's license plate. Kind of a fun story. So the guy took an Uber because he was having car trouble. He and the Uber driver got along pretty well. And he decided, I'm just going to play these numbers off his license plate.
Sure.
Ended up winning $50,000. And
wow.
Part of it, he says, well, that'll be my last Uber ride for a while.
That's a good
point. Those car issues with the money.
There you go, like that. There's a big public pool in New Hampshire, and they were expecting a full pool on July 4th, which makes sense. But there was a break-in the night before, and someone vandalized the pool. The police say they believe someone jumped the fence and defecated in the pool.
Boy.
So it had to be closed all day so the water could be shocked and treated.
Oh, man, on the 4th of July,
On the 4th of July, yeah. So the police say they're not going to bother testing the deposit to determine exactly what went down. The pool reopened the other day, which, hey, hats off to everybody who returned the first day after this happened.
The few brave ones.
Exactly, yeah. Police are investigating, but not clear if they have a suspect at the moment.
Oh, gee. It's kind of cool. A New Jersey dog named Savannah has become the first dog to walk around the world. Her and her owner walked across 38 countries and 6 continents, started their journey back in 2015.
Wow.
They walked an average of 24 miles a day.
That's crazy.
And the owner is the 10th person on record to walk around the world. He's going to write a book about the adventures
of
his dog.
There you go.
Ten people have done it, and that's the first dog.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
All right, there you go. Newsy and noteworthy for your morning. It's KISS.
This part of Smith and Nelson in the Morning brought to you by Hunter Bay Coffee, Montana's premium gourmet coffee roaster.
Montana's country leader, 94.9 KISS FM. It is Smith and Nelson in the Morning for a couple more mornings at least. If you haven't heard the news, Mike Smith, he's leaving.
Yeah, this Friday, going to be my last day.
Greener pastures, however you want to refer to it as.
Right.
Changes of brewing.
Yes, indeed. It's bittersweet, but very exciting at the same time.
Just leaving the building, period. Not just the show, but he's out of here.
I'm out of here.
All right, it is a look at a business here in town that's closed up shop. We'll tell you about that here in moments. First, we have to tell you that Part of the Morning is brought to you by Taco Time.
That's right. Try the new Impossible Nacho Burrito. You won't believe how much Impossible meat tastes like seasoned ground beef, but it's 100% vegetarian. A delicious combination of Impossible meat and your favorite nacho ingredients, all wrapped in a home-style tortilla. It's Nacho Average Burrito, the Impossible Nacho Burrito, only for a limited time at Taco Time and North Reserve.
Kiss FM mobile app. Open it up. See a story there about a sudden closure for a Missoula business here. This is just the other day, and it's the Simply Mac store.
All right. Now, this store used to be in the mall, right?
I believe that it... I mean, yes. The answer is yes. I believe when they built this this new location out on North Reserve, I think the one from the mall left and went there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
If I remember all the details.
Okay.
Which I remember, this was back when the Jersey Mike's subs opened.
Right.
Because I was checking out Jersey Mike's for the first time.
You're staking Jersey Mike's out for a while before they opened, too. Our
our general manager is like a big Jersey Mike's guy.
That's true, yeah.
Saying how great they were. And I never really had much for experience eating at Jersey Mike's. So yeah. I was like, all right, yeah, I'll go check it out. So the first day I went over there to check it out, I saw like the storefront next door was under construction.
Okay.
It had like coming soon. It was the Mac store. And so that's how I saw that this place was even moving into that location.
Yeah, you did some detective work and figured out they're moving from the mall over there and all that kind of stuff.
I mean, this was just January.
Yeah.
Here you go, 6 months later. Not only has the location closed, but I mean, Simply Mac as a whole, they closed like all their 50 plus stores across the country.
Oh, geez.
And they're basically filing for bankruptcy.
Wow, that's a quick turnaround.
Yeah, and I was kind of reading some of the stories about it just yesterday. I talked about how I think it was GameStop used to own them,
right?
And they got bought out, and the people bought it out. This was like 2019.
Yeah,
thinking like, oh yeah, okay, well we'll buy that, and then 2020 hits, and yikes. And they had to, I guess, just having to lay off a bunch of people and just kind of everything that came with COVID. They just reached the point where they're like, this isn't going to work.
Right.
And so they're filing for bankruptcy. They closed up shop with all the stores. Part of the story was that they basically closed the doors and had a bunch of people's merchandise still in the store. People were like, how do I get my AirBuds?
People left their stuff there for repairs.
My phone's getting fixed.
Oh, man.
Yeah. My AirPods, I need to get those back.
I mean, they can't just like close down and leave that stuff in there, right?
They told employees, like, we're done, shut the doors, effective immediately, I guess. No more jobs, and yeah, it's...
People got to get their stuff back.
Somehow, they got to figure it out, but yeah, I don't know. That was kind of the uproar here. Over the weekend when all the Simply Mac stores closed up, they closed up and didn't give people a warning and didn't have people that picked up stuff and just shut the doors.
That's nuts. I mean, you would think they would have seen like the writing on the wall and been like, hey, you got a week to pick up your stuff or whatever it is, like that kind of thing, and then we'll shut down or some kind of warning.
You think, right? You'd start calling customers associated with everything that's there, all the merchandise that needs to be returned. Yeah, you'd think so. So anyway, the store that just opened 6 months ago out there in North Reserve, next to the new Jersey Mike's subs, they have closed that and all the rest of the Simply Max.
That is a stroke of bad luck, especially for the employees at that store. That's
absolutely.
Yeah.
Which they kind of made their money being Apple stores that weren't really Apple stores. Wherever there isn't an Apple store,
they would be there.
Simply Mac would kind of set them. It'd be like your closest thing to an Apple
store.
Probably
a little cheaper than the actual Apple store, too, I would guess.
They're like an official Apple, whatever you call it.
Apple adjacent.
Yes. But they're like, they're kind of aligned with Apple to be like the official repair place.
Right.
But, all right. Well, there you go. That was some news that broke over the weekend.
Yeah, some weird stuff.
They have closed up. So now I guess – I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe there's a chance someone else could purchase the company.
But I think more likely we'll probably just see somebody else take over that location over in Missoula.
Yeah. So we get to play our favorite game. What will pop up next?
Yeah.
Although it wasn't very long ago we were doing it for the exact same spot.
That's true.
All right. You can read more Simply Mac closing down. We've got the story. You can check it out with your Kiss FM mobile app.
94.9 Kiss FM. The Nelsons, odds and ends on 94.9 KISS FM.
Yes, it is. Some odds and ends for your morning. And every American Idol winner, they have a first single that the show makes them sing when they win, right?
Yeah.
In season 13, Caleb Johnson won the show, and he sang a song called As Long As You Love Me, and he's now saying that I hated this song. He says, now, I knew that by de facto, if you won, you had to sing the song, and the song was just utter crap. Like, it was just the worst song ever. He pleaded with the show to let him off the hook, but they told him, hey, look at this, kind of like a graduation present or something. They actually had to sing the song on tour, but it got dropped early on because it was clear it wasn't working, apparently.
I'm guessing he's probably not the only winner that didn't like the song they had picked out for.
Probably, yeah.
A new study from Ohio State University says neighborhoods with lots of dogs have less crime. So I'm glad a lot of money went into that. It's like a duh, right? But, I mean, here's the thing. It says maybe not for the reason you would think. You think, oh, well, yeah, people with dogs, right, scares off the burglars. But one of the researchers says that people walking their dogs are essentially patrolling the neighborhood. So as they're walking their dogs, they see when something's not right. They see when there's, like, you know, people of suspect. They're seeing when there's, like, something that doesn't add up, right? They can report things. So they say that's more of a crime deterrent than actually having a dog that barks when a burglar shows up.
All right, makes sense. That's kind of cool. General Mills just released a whole line of official candles that smell like your favorite cereals. Five candles that we know of so far: Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs, Honey Nut Cheerios, Trix, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They claim that it's the perfect at-home accessory for any cereal lover. I think you'd have to really love cereal if you want your entire house.
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch one, maybe I can see.
That one would smell pretty good, I think.
The rest, I mean, yeah, maybe they smell a little fruity, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Not like a scent where you're going, oh, gosh, yes, I need that in my life.
You can really smell the marshmallows from the Lucky Charms candle in this one.
The whole Will Smith, Chris Rock slap. We've finally got some thoughts here from DJ Jazzy Jeff.
It's
kind of what we were all waiting for.
The world held its breath waiting for Jazz to enter the conversation.
DJ Jazzy Jeff says, in a podcast, Will Smith would have slapped Mike Tyson if Mike had made a comment about Jada like Chris Rock did. He says, Will would have slapped Mike Tyson. It didn't matter who was there. Will would have got his butt beat, but he was going to do what he was going to do regardless of who it was. It wasn't for fake. It wasn't for show. Meanwhile, Will Smith was like, dude, hey, this is finally disappearing.
We stopped talking
this
about
is blowing this. Over.
We don't need to mention it again.
Stop bringing it back up.
NBC Universal is currently unable to get the trademark on the name Dunder Mifflin, the paper company from The Office, their show. Apparently, a different company, J. Kinnett Media Group, actually owns it. So now they're suing this company for being a trademark squatter that has built a business based on registering trademarks belonging to others. Which apparently is what they have been doing. They have trademarked a bunch of stuff from different movies and TV shows. They own Tree Hill Ravens from One Tree Hill. They own the Nostromo, which is the ship from Alien. They own the phrase Super Saiyan from Dragon Ball Z. They just own, like, all these different things.
Dirty, but brilliant.
Yeah, and that way they can, merchandise their own stuff. They can sell merchandise based on those trademarks if they want to, or sell those trademarks back to the companies for an exorbitant amount of money.
That's dirty. All right, some stuff that happened on this date, 1933. First Major League Baseball All-Star Game was played on this day in Chicago's Comiskey Park. This date, 1957, John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the first time.
Oh, wow.
At a church in Liverpool, England, after a performance by John Lennon's band.
That's cool.
And then this date, 1994, Forrest Gump opened in theaters. A couple birthdays for your day. How about Sylvester Stallone and former President George W. Bush both turning 76 today?
Both in equally good shape.
They should get together and just throw a mega party.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There are your odds and ends for the morning with Kiss.
That's where I get to hear my favorite country every day.
On Montana's Country Leader.
I love it.
I love it.
94.9 Kiss FM. Driven by Carl Tyler Chevrolet.
Montana's Country Leader, 94.9 Kiss FM. Smith and Nelson in the morning. Let's put the focus on the good, our good news stories of the day.
Yeah, there's some good news that's kind of happening around the world, and this is pretty cool. A couple in the UK recently surprised their wedding guests by announcing the bride was pregnant, and the groom actually gave a speech, held up the sonogram photos, everyone went nuts, and now a video of that is trending on TikTok.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, actually, a friend of mine did the same thing. They, at his wedding, they like announced that they were pregnant, like kind of in the middle of like after the best man speeches and all that kind of stuff. They like kind of did a mic drop at the end of the speech and be like, oh, by the way, we're pregnant kind of thing. But that didn't go viral. I don't think anybody took a video of it.
Yeah, they didn't plan it out right.
Yeah, I guess not. That could have been huge. But there you go. Other stuff going viral. An animal shelter in Michigan posted a video after treating their dogs to Chicken Nugget Day. where every dog got a nugget, and they recorded each one to help boost adoptions. Pretty cool idea.
They recorded them eating the nuggets?
Yes. That's all it took.
That's funny.
Love that. And then actually, speaking of dogs also, someone posted another video of dogs escaping from some sort of doggy daycare and kind of joked the dog rebellion has finally begun. One dog figured out how to climb the fence of a big pen that we're all in. The other dogs realized, hey, we could do that too. And they all rush out there. So that video going around online also.
Just takes one brave leader.
Exactly.
Somebody to put in the effort and go, oh, wait a minute, look at that.
That's all you need. And then finally, this is a cool story. Six teenagers in New York, they got their high school diplomas last month.
Seems like a pretty low number for the entire state, but okay.
The education's not what it used to be, you know? But they got their high school diplomas last month, and then immediately afterwards, they stripped off their robes and rushed out of graduation to go put out a fire. Apparently, someone's garage went up, and they're all volunteer firefighters.
Oh, wow.
So they all ran out of there, and luckily, they stopped the fire from spreading, and no one was hurt.
Volunteer firefighters in high school?
In high school, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, absolutely. And during graduation. That's going to be a memorable ceremony, for sure.
We sure that none of them staged this? They wanted to look good. Want to look like superheroes.
You think someone started a fire outside and
they all conveniently just rip off their robes.
They're all wearing their firefighter stuff underneath.
Rush into action.
That's a possibility, I suppose. But still, cool story right there.
All right, there you go. Some good news stories for the morning. 94.9 KISS FM.
Yep, this is your local country morning show. No bones about it. Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Founded in 19... 19-
you know, newsworthy nugget of the day with Smith and Nelson on 94.9 KISS FM.
Brought to you by Farside Sign, Missoula's leading full-service sign and custom Beagle graphic shop. Farside Sign in the 2200 block of South Avenue West.
Did you know portion of the show? We try to find a fun fact, and hopefully it's something that the masses didn't know about.
Exactly.
Or they could share with others.
Yeah, and this is something that I didn't know. Maybe some people out there did. But did you know that you can actually eat the stickers on fruits and vegetables?
So you got a sticker on your apple telling you what kind it is.
Yes.
If you eat it, it's okay.
Yeah, it is okay. They don't really, like, recommend it. But they say nothing bad will happen for you if you do eat the sticker. They do recommend washing it prior to eating. But the glue used for those stickers is actually regulated by the FDA. So, like, they kind of, you know, I think just in case. I think they're picturing, like, people accidentally eating a bunch of stickers.
Yeah.
So might as well just like make the glue edible at least so that like you can get through it and it won't cause any active harm to your body.
Maybe don't throw caution to the wind and just eat all the stickers.
Right.
But if you happen to.
If you happen to eat a couple of stickers here and there on your apples or whatever.
Which you would think that would have to be the case, right? If it's going to be on your food.
Right.
Or there's the chance you could eat it. It seems like it'd have to be some sort of safety measure.
Exactly,
right?
Some sort of semi-edible thing that you can eat there. But
right. So the glue is regulated.
The glue is regulated. You can eat those stickers if you choose to. They do not recommend it. Need to or not, now you know.